For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Let your heart burn, blues fans know the sound of Elliot New and his band The Untouchables. Based in Columbia, they've been playing traditional and original blues since 1992. New became hooked on the music when he heard B.B. King in high school, followed by blues man Muddy Waters. Noting King's passing in 2015, New feels the blues is in good hands these days, with more people playing than ever.
Today, there was this rebirth in the blues, and there's just a ton of blues artists all over the place. Definitely here to stay, and it's real music, you know, and I think that's what separates it and keeps it interesting to people, because it's just from the gut.
The Untouchables' music has evolved over the years and through several albums. The band now sports a horn section and keyboards. A sound unique to New is his diddly bow, a primitive, usually homemade guitar-like instrument from the blues' early days, played with a slide. New says he fashioned his own diddly bow when a custom-made model proved too costly.
The guy wanted $600 for a diddly bow, and I thought, well, my wife's going to kill me if I spend $600 for a cigar box and a broomstick. So, went through a lot of pictures and stuff and then started hacking up and came out with a few different Frankenstein models before I figured out kind of how to make it work. Yeah, it didn't have to look pretty. That was right up my alley.
New writes original songs beginning with a groove and the words come later, he says. But writing songs he could play on the diddly bow presented a challenge.
It's such a primitive instrument, you can't do much with it. So it really made me think differently, and it was opened up kind of new music just from how primitive it had to be, but to try to work within the limitations of the instrument.
Easily identified by their colorful zoot suits, the Untouchables have played from Canada to Ireland, but it's in South Carolina that New feels truly at home. He says his audiences give the band as much energy as the players give their fans.
You know, the blues is all about emotion, right? And so it's, you know, you're doing it right when you can grab somebody and they shout or whatever and you're playing. So I think feeding off the audience, you know, the bands always play better and have more fun. And then that kind of just cycles back through because then the audience has more fun because the band's getting into it and, you know, it feeds on itself.
Since he first heard B.B. King decades ago, blues is the only music New has performed. Longtime bassist J.T. Anderson says Elliot is motivated by a sincere love of the music.
When it comes to blues, you can't be taught. You can be taught the scales, you can be taught whatever, but you have to have a spiritual connection with that in order to play it. That's what El has. Yeah.
Anderson says the Untouchables have evolved as New has evolved as a player and a leader because he listens to so many different styles of the music.
One, two, three, four.
New is working on his next recording. He'll keep on playing, he says, long after he one day retires from his day job.
Oh, I can't ever imagine quitting. Hopefully I'll get faster at putting records out. But there's no retiring from this. It's a lifetime sentence.
It's a sentence New says he's more than willing to serve, with no intent to appeal. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.